This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Employees at a Denver Starbucks have agreed to vote on whether or not to unionize. The group filed its petition with the National Labor Relations Board yesterday. This adds Denver to the growing list of U.S. cities where the coffee chain's workers are seeking to organize. Workers say they are worried about store safety and have concerns over scheduling and wage levels. A store in Superior is also organizing a union election. And employees at a large share of Colorado restaurants have asked for mental health services in the past year. As CPR health reporter John Daly explains, one restaurant group came up with an innovative response.
Bonanno Concepts, which has 10 restaurants, hired its own full-time mental health clinician on staff. Kiana Flores-Torres does one-on-one counseling, group sessions, and mediation, as well as helping the company's 400 employees learn mindfulness techniques to cope with the pressures of the job.
Anxiety, I'm talking stress, some amount of trauma, of course, substance use, really the whole gamut.
According to the Colorado Restaurant Association, more than 3 out of 4 restaurants report an increase in levels of customer aggression toward their staff over the past year. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Nikola Jokic of the Denver Nuggets has been named a starter for the Western Conference in this season's NBA All-Star Game. This is Jokic's second consecutive start and fourth All-Star Game. Tip-off is set for February 20th. This is CPR and KRCC.